This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Last week saw the announcement of some exciting news for the art scene. For the first time ever, the Venice Art Biennale will feature an official Malaysia pavilion. The Venice Biennale is, of course, the most prestigious contemporary art exhibition in the world and will be taking place from May to November this year. So joining me today on the line is Lim Wei Ling, who is the curator and project director of the Malaysia pavilion. Hi, Wei Ling. Thank you for joining me.
Hello, Sharmila. Lovely to hear from you.
Well, I'm sure we are all sort of really curious to know about how did you make this happen in the first place? I mean, the very first time we're getting a Malaysia pavilion at the Venice Biennale.
Oh, well, you know, where do I start? I think, Sharmila, it's been one of those things where, you know, I've been to the Venice Biennale several times over the last decade. I mean, it's this incredible platform for art. You know, I mean, when you go there, it's overwhelming. When you go to Venice during the Venice Art Biennale, you know, everywhere you turn, there's an amazing installation or sculpture, or you know, presentations by artists from various nations, or there's a fantastic, you know, presentation at the Giardini or the Arsenal. There's always so much happening in Venice during the Biennale, the Art Biennale, right, which happens every couple of 2 years. And I've always kind of wondered, like, why is it that, you know, Malaysia as a nation has never sort of had a pavilion? I mean, you know, it's not that we don't have artists. I always kind of question that, you know, especially when I saw that all our neighbors were presented with their own national pavilions. So it's always sort of been on the top of my mind, you know, like, oh, why hasn't this happened? And I mean, look, I wouldn't have had a clue as to how to go about doing this. I mean, this is a national endeavor.
Right. And the pavilion has to be sort of a state-driven endeavor, doesn't it?
It's a government-to-government endeavor, yeah. The national pavilion. So basically, I just sort of last year in sort of this whole feeling of, you know, Malaysia Baru and feeling completely euphoric and really patriotic and nationalistic, you know, I just sort of thought, well, look, what can I do for my country? You know, how can I give back? You know, and I think the only way that I can is through what I know, and that is through art, right? And I suppose this was a platform that I thought, well, maybe we could try for this. You know, it's because it's sort of been playing in my mind over the years. And long and short of it is basically I wrote to our Honourable Prime Minister, Tun Dr. Mahathir, and wrote a letter sort of asking him if he thought this was a good idea and whether I could get his blessing. And I sent the letter off. And then I heard back from him like a few months later. I mean, not thinking I would get a reply. I didn't know if I would because, yeah. You know, he's got a lot of other things to handle, you know. But right back he did, and I was so touched by the letter that I received from him that it sort of gave me the impetus to sort of say, okay, well, let's do this, you know, let's try to take this forward. And that's basically how it was mooted and how it sort of moved forward.
But I understand from reading reports of the story that the other part of it was that Tun Dr. Mahathir did say, however, that the government doesn't actually have the funding to sort of back this.
Yeah, well, that was part of the thing, and we had to do our own funding and find our own funding from private corporations. Actually, and in trying to do this, I sort of reached out to many, many Malaysian corporations with sort of a plea to sort of say, well, an appeal to sort of ask them to support us on this. I mean, thankfully, we had a few sponsors come on board. The first was Creador Foundation. And, you know, the minute I sort of approached them, they were just immediately sort of jumped on it and said, of course, this is, you know, important. This is an important platform. And they came aboard, they committed to it. And then thereafter, BRDBU Developments gave us their support. And then we had Big Tree come on board and support us through their media platforms. And then CNI Arts have also come on board to sort of give us their support. So, you know, it's all these people who've just sort of, these corporations who've just sort of come through, have seen, you know, the importance of and the relevance of why Malaysia should be seen on this important art platform, the Venice Art Biennale. And they've come on board and given us their backing. And we, but because without them, there's no way we could have pulled this off. No way.
And where does the Balai Seni Negara fit into this whole picture?
Okay, so Balai Seni Negara is obviously comes under the Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture. And so our Director General, Datuk Najib Dawa, Ahmad Dawa, is the commissioner for the Malaysian Pavilion under the Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture.
And you would be the curator for the pavilion itself.
That's right. So I've been appointed as the curator and the project director for the pavilion too.
And so who are the artists that you've selected to basically represent Malaysia on this platform?
Okay, well, there are four artists who will be representing Malaysia, and they are in alphabetical order: Anuranta Jagadeva, H.H. Lim, mm-hmm. Ivan Lam, and Zulkifli Yusof.
And what prompted you to select them?
Okay, well, you know, given the fairly sort of short time frame with which we had to pull all this together, basically, you know, I really wanted to work with artists whom I knew were going to come through for us on this, who were going to be able to deliver, and, you know, who were artists I could count on. And I have worked with all of them previously. So, you know, I've seen them growing and evolving over the years. And I know that as artists, they are committed and they are serious and they would represent Malaysia well on that international platform. Mm. Yeah, that's the most important thing, I think, that we are represented well.
That's fair enough, I suppose. But looking at it from perhaps the outside, did you worry at all that there might be criticism that, yes, these are all artists that you've worked with in the past, and whether perhaps you should have cast a wider net?
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, I think, Shamila, in this instance, as I said, because of the timing and everything that, you know, with the short time frame with which we had to put all this together, there was very little time to sort of do all of that, to put out a sort of an open call to ask artists to, you know, submit projects and things like that. But I mean, I think I hope moving forward, you know, there will be further Malaysian pavilions at the Venice Art Biennale, and this will be an impetus or start for, you know, more pavilions to come about and for other artists to sort of be presented, Malaysian artists to be presented on this platform. But this is basically, I thought, you know, it had to be a first step. The first pavilion has to be done.
Sure. And what about in terms of the diversity of the artists themselves? I mean, one, of course, they're all men. And the other that I think that I noticed was also that we don't actually have any East Malaysian representation. Were these concerns that you also took into account?
Well, you know, again, Shamila, you know, we have... by virtue of the fact that this is a national pavilion, but it is also privately, you know, sort of funding is privately done. We're not sort of like a nation where we can just sort of like, you know, we've got limitless funds and space and that sort of thing. You know, look, I would have loved to have opened up this pavilion to many more artists, believe me on this. But, you know, the funding, everything is just, you know, had to happen concurrently. And it was just so difficult. I've had to juggle so many things in trying to find a space that would accommodate us, you know, that would fit in with what we wanted to do, all of this. So there's been a lot of aspects of this pavilion that I have had to look into, in addition to looking for the artists.
Sure.
And
yeah.
it's been really overwhelming and almost like a baptism of fire. I have to say, I've never experienced anything like this before. And I mean, look, I'm I'm overwhelmed, and I'm thrilled that it's happening, and it's for the country. I mean, more than anything else, I think I have to say this is the pavilion for the people, and it's for the next generation. I think for artists to say, look, hey, you know, I can aspire towards that. You know, maybe, you know, I can, as an artist, as a Malaysian artist, one day I can be on that platform. It sort of gives, you know, I hope to give, you know, by through this pavilion that we can create that, sort of inspire that a little bit.
What will we be seeing? I know that the theme for the Malaysian Pavilion is holding up a mirror. What is the concept? What are the ideas that you're working with?
Okay, well, you know, all this is the thing. It's all supposed to be a big secret until the thing, of course.
Yeah,
and we're
about to unveil
the 9th of May, mm-hmm. In Venice. So everything's on course. I mean, the projects are all on the way, and we're, you know, shipping has been done, logistics. So, I mean, the projects are all completed and they're going to be shipped. And I mean, what I will say is that holding up a mirror is basically a look at, well, because it's a national pavilion, for the artists, it is about identity, it's about self, and it's about not losing, I mean, sort of them presenting projects which are intrinsically linked to who they stand for, what they stand for as artists, against the backdrop of Malaysia today, you know, and we've gone through a really interesting year. And the theme of the Venice Biennale, for the Venice Art Biennale this year, is May You Live in Interesting Times.
That's right, yes.
Yes, and so I think Malaysia, you know, fits very well into that theme because of the fact that we've gone through flux, you know, there's been so much change in the last year. And I think naturally artists would reflect on that through their work. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that all the artists are responding directly to what has happened in the last year, but I think each of them is responding to who they stand for, what they stand for through their art in the projects that they'll be showing.
And what do you think the larger international art world might be surprised, or, you know, what do they not know about Malaysian art that this pavilion might show them?
Well, I think it will be an insight for visitors to our pavilion to sort of, well, an insight for them to see how our people are approaching the world and seeing the world. I will say that a lot of the references in the work are very Malaysian-centric. They deal with Malaysian culture, film, you know, history. So all that's very much apparent in what we'll be presenting.
And, you know, from a curator's perspective, from an artist's perspective, what does it mean for Malaysia to have a pavilion at the Venice Biennale?
Well, I think it sort of says to the world that we have... voices in Malaysia, artists who are making serious work that are sort of that is able to stand on its own on that international platform. I mean, it's, you know, we are able to sort of stand up there and take our place as Malaysian artists on the international platform.
Well, thank you very much, Wei Ling. Congratulations. And I'm very much looking forward to see what the works are that end up being shown.
Yes. I'm hoping it will be a surprise, and I hope that everything will come together and everyone will enjoy what we're presenting.
I've been speaking to Lim Wei Ling, who is curating the first ever Malaysia Pavilion at the upcoming Venice Art Biennale. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our website, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.